Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for November 2018. With the clocks having moved back to operate under Greenwich Mean Time, making sunset an hour earlier, the time available for stargazing is increasing. At the beginning of the month, the sun will be 14.46 degrees below the celestial equator, but by the end of the month it will have sunk to 21.65 degrees below, further shortening the hours of daylight. On November the 1st, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. and will set around 4:30 p.m, giving 9.5 hours of daylight. And by the end of the month, the sun will rise around 7:40 a.m. and will set around 4 p.m, giving only 8 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. The moon will be new on the 7th of November and will be at first quarter on the 15th. It will be full on the 23rd of November and will be at last quarter on the 30th. Mercury, this month, despite reaching greatest elongation from the sun on November the 6th, remains too close to the horizon before sunrise to be a viable target for observation. Venus was in conjunction with the sun during October, but is now pulling away from the sun and soon will be shining brightly in the morning sky. As we are now in the season during which sunrise is late, it will not require early rising to enjoy views of Venus. Through binoculars or a telescope, Venus will appear as a thin crescent, gradually widening as it draws away from the sun. Mars continues to dominate the southern sky after sunset. Despite moving away from Earth, it is climbing higher in the sky and moving from Aquarius into Capricornus. Jupiter is in conjunction with the sun and thus is not visible this month. Saturn is visible in the southwestern sky for about an hour after sunset for the first week of the month, but after this it will be too close to the sun for viewing. Uranus was at opposition last month and is visible throughout the hours of darkness this month. It is in the Aries-Pisces border. It will be in the vicinity of right ascension, 1 hour 52 minutes, declination plus 11 degrees. Neptune is in the constellation of Aquarius and, like Uranus, is an easy telescopic target. It can be found in the vicinity of right ascension, 23 hours 1 minute, declination minus 7.21 degrees. There are two meteor showers this month. The Taurid shower is active throughout November. It has two radiants, both near the Pleiades star cluster. The southern Taurids peak on the night of the 5th and 6th of November. The northern Taurids follow a week later, peaking on the night of the 12th and 13th. The latter shower boasts the highest zenith hourly rate of 15, this being the number of meteors that might be seen per hour under ideal conditions. The Leonid shower peaks around midnight on the night of the 17th and 18th of November. It is more famous than the Taurids as, despite having a reported zenith hourly rate of around 20, it sometimes produces a much richer display. These tend to occur when the periodic comet that gives rise to the shower, Comet Swift-Tuttle, has returned to the inner solar system. This happened in 1966 and 1999. Unfortunately, the comet will not now be favourably placed until 2031. Despite this, the shower is worth looking out for, as the meteors tend to be fast and often leave persistent trains. The radiant is leisurely located, as it is within the backward question mark that forms the head of Leo the Lion. The comet 38P Stefan Ottumer is a periodic comet which has returned to our skies after 38 years. It is predicted to reach a magnitude of 9 to 10, although it could become brighter than this. This month it is passing along the constellation Gemini, and on the night of the 8th and 9th of November will pass close to the planetary nebula known as the Eskimo. The shape and markings on the nebula resembles the face and surrounding hood of an Eskimo when seen through a small telescope. The Eskimo accompanied by the comet should interest images. The stars heralding the winter constellations are now on display in the mid-evening skies. The star cluster that goes by the name of the Pleiades has been visible for some weeks. It is otherwise known as Messier 45 and is a stunning sight in binoculars. It is bright, shining at magnitude plus 1.5, and is large, occupying a space on the sky equivalent to 4 full moons. It is a young open cluster with 6 stars brighter than magnitude plus 5. However, a small telescope using low magnification will reveal 40 to 50 stars. It is estimated to be 410 light years distant. A large aperture telescope will reveal some nebulosity. It used to be thought that this was the gas cloud that gave birth to the star cluster, but now it appears that the cluster just happens to be passing through the cloud. Following the Pleiades, but a little to the south, is another cluster, the Hyades. It has a V shape, which is often used to represent the head of Taurus the Bull, the constellation to which the cluster belongs. The most obvious feature of the stars around the cluster is the red giant star Aldebaran, which is often used to depict the bull's eye. However, Aldebaran is not a member of the cluster, but a foreground star, being only 65 light years away. The cluster itself is 153 light years distant. It is older than the Pleiades, as shown by its more open structure. Clusters tend to drift apart as they age. Also, the Hyades has many cooler red-tinted stars, unlike the hot blue-white stars of the Pleiades. If you locate the bull's head and extend its V shape to the east, you will come to the two stars that are used to represent the tips of the bull's horns. These are Beta and Zeta Tauri. A little above and to the right of Zeta is the famous Crab Nebula, a supernova remnant that has the honour to be number one in Messier's catalogue. M1's coordinates are right ascension 5 hours 34 minutes, declination plus 22 degrees. The nebula is fairly bright shining at plus 8.4 and is said to be in range of a pair of 10 by 50 binoculars. However, using a small telescope of 3 inches or more aperture is a safer bet. And that is all for this month. See you again in December, by which time Orion will be gracing our skies.